I'd like to show you a picture. Now, in case you can't see all the detail of that, I'll describe the major elements. There's a person pointing forward with the sense that he knows where he wants to go, and he's sitting on a rocket and he's ready to go. But the person has a few problems, or at least two major problems. One is the rocket isn't lit, and the other is he's tied to by a heavy chain to a heavy ball. So he's not going to go anywhere in a hurry, is he? Question: does this symbolically represent St. Alfred's? In some ways, we've been ready to move for a while, ready to start building, but we've had to wait for a long time. So in some ways, we've been caught at a red light, and we've had this sense that we've known where we wanted to go. We've heard great news from Doug this morning about financial side of things. And through these past 3 years, we seem to have just been held up time and time again. And it's extremely frustrating, isn't it? I don't know what you're like, but I find waiting very difficult. I may have said this to you before, but do not pray for patience. If you pray for patience, God will test you out. So do that at your own peril. But I find waiting in supermarket queues or standing in lines at airports or being put on hold on the telephone or something extremely frustrating. So when I received news that our planning application was blocked by the City Council and we had to go to VCAT and then wait till October, for goodness sake, I thought, oh, my word, you know, what is God doing? So it seems like for a long time we've had the frustration of waiting. But I want to encourage us and encourage myself that God will help us to wait patiently until the light turns to green. And I believe there will be a time when we will be able to move into whatever this new future is of St. Alfred's. We have a sense of that, and we've had that sense for a number of years, but we just haven't had the switch turned, not quite yet. And while we wait, God will teach us. God will teach us things that will help us in our corporate character. And the time won't be wasted. It will be time that God will use to work on us so that when we move into this future, we will still be God's people doing God's business. I want to just look very briefly at Psalm 20 this morning, which Beryl read and described for us. It is, as Beryl said, a prayer for blessing before the king goes into battle. And the king, remember, is the one who represents the people. In verse 1, when he prays, or when the people pray, may the Lord answer you when you're in distress. That literally, in distress, is in your day of trouble. And the day of trouble is when the king has to go into battle. That's when he will be needing God to answer his prayers. That's why they pray that God would protect him, verse 1. Why they pray then in verse 2 that God would help him and grant him support. And verse 3, that God would remember him. Remember that the king has been devout. The king is a believer. You know, you're going into trouble. May God bless you and protect you and support you and remember your past faithfulness. That's the essence of that sort of blessing. When we think of ourselves, we go into battle every day individually. We got a sense of say that for Brian in going into different groups and being involved in people's lives. And all of us are in a battle every day. And in the New Testament, it's described as a spiritual battle. We do that as a church as well. We go into battle. We're in battle as church every single day of every week. And the battle is a spiritual battle. And I've said many times, but I'll keep repeating this so we don't forget it, when we're trying to build buildings to accommodate a growing church, that is a spiritual battle. It's not at its core a financial or a legal or a technical issue. It is a spiritual issue, because the only way the church will grow is if individuals encounter the living God, put their faith in Jesus Christ, and are incorporated into a local church. That is a spiritual battle. And the fact that we need to build better facilities to accommodate a growing church is wonderful, but we must remember that it's a spiritual issue. Our first thing to do then as we go into this battle is to remember to follow our King. That primarily what we're doing in however we act as church is following the Lord Jesus. He is our King, and it's as members of his people we step into this battle. And we pray then for his protection on us and his guidance and support. And I think we can pray that he remembers our sacrifices and accepts our offerings. When we come to verses 4 and 5, read these with the background of sending plans and applications into the city council and to VCAT. Let me read this with that sort of background. May God give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. We will shout for joy when you are victorious and will lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. The banners there would be the standards and flags that any army would have. When we hear news of your victory, we will rejoice. But I think these are great verses, if I can take them in a different context, for us when we are seeking the acceptance of our plans from authorities that are outside us, like the City Council, VCAT, and eventually the Diocese of Melbourne. I think these are great verses for us to say out loud, to hear ourselves say these, and to encourage us through the tenor of these verses. Would you join with me? Verse 4. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. We will shout for joy when you are victorious and will lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. See, what we're doing there is we're encouraging ourselves with words from Scripture. And as we speak that out to one another, we encourage one another. That's a much healthier thing to do spiritually than going, "Oh no, it's never going to happen. Oh no, we've been blocked again. Oh no, this is terrible. You know, that just is terrible, isn't it? But it sounds terrible, it's meant to. So one of the things we're doing while we're waiting is encouraging one another. We've heard that Brian's got a gift of encouragement. Doug has encouraged us this morning. We've encouraged each other by clapping and thanking people in their absence, leaders and people who've worked hard. If we keep doing that, when we move into our future together, we will be an encouraged group of people rather than an exhausted group of people. And we'll keep saying to one another, when our plans succeed, we will sing songs of joy. And our joy and our thanks and our praise will be directed in the right direction, won't it? Because we'll know the light turned from red to green only through the Lord, because it's been so jolly hard. But we've kept encouraging one another. See how that works? The last thing from Psalm 20 is pretty obvious, and it's to trust God. I love verse 7, but before we get to verse 7, it might be the king who says verse 6. Beryl had a different perception. It might be a Levite. But anyway, it's someone saying, "Well, now I know that the Lord saves his anointed." His anointed being the king in the New Testament. The anointed is the Messiah, the Lord Jesus. God's business to save. And he answers prayer from his heaven and with his right hand. So it's presenting the case there that it's the Lord who saves and is in charge and answers prayer. Now verse 7, memory verse for this morning. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but what do we trust in? We trust in the name of the Lord our God. Let me recontextualize this, and I have to say this very carefully. I don't mean any disrespect to any of these professions, but you could rewrite this verse. Some trust in lawyers, and some trust in architects and town planners and advocates, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Now, we will continue to use lawyers and architects and town planners and traffic consultants, but fundamentally, our trust is not in them. They are mere humans. We are mere humans, all of us who are involved in this process. So when it comes to it, our heart, the place of our heart cannot be, "Oh, I hope we've got the best lawyer that there is in Melbourne to get us through this case." It can't be that, because chariots and horses were the tangible elements or the tangible equipment that these people had at their disposal to try and win, but they are stating their faith in God. Let's say it together. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. And that has to go into us. So we don't trust in our clever people. We don't trust in our finances. We don't trust in anything we can do, but we trust in the Lord our God. Because that's when we all goes through and we're standing here praising, and 5 years from now, many of you will have been in the battle and you'll be part of the corporate history of this place and able to say to others, you know, I was there in the early 2000s and it was hard and it was long and it was tough, but all the way through we kept trusting the Lord and we followed Jesus. We did not waver from that. That is how we've got to this step. I mean, churches do not raise millions of dollars through Lamington drives and car washes. The reason we've raised that money is many of you trust the Lord and have given generously in response to that. We do not get to the stage where we've even got a future that we need a bigger and better facility and we've got all of this activity happening without trusting God. That's how we've got this far, by trusting the Lord our God. The message is not about to change. We will keep trusting the Lord. We'll keep working on planning and financial matters as hard as they are. We'll keep working on traffic and traffic management and trying to be good neighbours. We'll keep doing that. It's got to happen. We'll keep working on ministry and mission, the very reason why we're in business. We won't lose sight of that. And all through this, we'll keep learning whatever God wants to teach us, because when we're finished, we want to say with great confidence, and you need to be able to do this yourself, so that when we put it all together, that it adds up to a church that can say this. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trusted in the name of the Lord our God. We got there through trusting God. That's the only story we've got to tell. And that's a great story to tell, isn't it? Because then our banners will fly and our songs will be loud and our hearts will be full of praise. And we don't know how long it will take. I don't know how long VCAT will take. I don't know what VCAT will say to us. We don't know what the future holds. But we keep moving into that future, trusting in the Lord our God. It's the only way we can do it, isn't it? If I ever stop saying that and I start saying anything else, you have my permission to come and tell me off. All right? That message must never change.